Songs. Chapter 22. To the chief musician upon Ayelath Shahar. A Psalm of David. My God, why have you forsaken me? Why are you so far from helping me, and from the words of my groaning? O my God, I cry in the daytime, but you hear not, and in the night season, and am not silent. But you are holy, O you that inhabit the praises of Israel. Our fathers trusted in you, they trusted, and you did deliver them. They cried unto you, and were delivered, they trusted in you, and were not disappointed. But I am a worm, and no man, a reproach of men, and despised of the people. All they that see me laugh me to scorn, they shoot out the lip, they shake the head, saying, He trusted in the Lord that he would deliver him, let him deliver him, seeing he delighted in him. But you are he that took me out of the womb, you did make me hope when I was upon my mother's breasts. I was cast upon you from birth, you are my God from my mother's womb. Be not far from me, for trouble is near, for there is none to help. Many bulls have compassed me, strong bulls of Bashan have beset me round about. They gaped on me with their mouths, as a ravening and a roaring lion. I am poured out like water, and all my bones are out of joint, my heart is like wax, it is melted in the midst of my body. My strength is dried up like a potsherd, and my tongue clings to my jaws, and you have brought me to the dust of death. For dogs have compassed me, the assembly of the wicked have enclosed me, they pierced my hands and my feet. I can count all my bones, they look and stare upon me. They part my garments among them, and cast lots for my clothing. But be not far from me, O Lord, O my strength, haste you to help me. Deliver my soul from the sword, my life from the power of the dog. Save me from the lion's mouth, for you have heard me from the horns of the wild oxen. I will declare your name unto my brethren, in the midst of the congregation will I praise you. Ye that fear the Lord, praise him, all you descendants of Jacob, glorify him, and fear him, all you descendants of Israel. For he has not despised nor abhorred the affliction of the afflicted, neither has he hid his face from him, but when he cried unto him, he heard. My praise shall be of you in the great congregation. I will pay my vows before them that fear him. The meek shall eat and be satisfied, they shall praise the Lord that seek him, your heart shall live forever. All the ends of the world shall remember and turn unto the Lord, and all the kindreds of the nations shall worship before you. For the kingdom is the Lord's, and he is the governor among the nations. All the prosperous of earth shall eat and worship, all they that go down to the dust shall bow before him, and none can keep alive his own soul. A posterity shall serve him, it shall be accounted to the Lord for a generation. They shall come, and shall declare his righteousness unto a people that shall be born, that he has done this.